Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a podcast and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from thousands of successful individuals from around the world. I'm your host, Ashutosh Garg, and today I'm delighted to welcome a very senior and accomplished professional from Colombo, Sri Lanka, Mr. Vidusha Nathavitharana. Vidusha, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
Vidusha is the founder and destiny architect, and runs an organization called High Five Consultancy and Luminary Learning Solutions. He's a leadership trainer, an HR consultant, and he's an author. So, Vidusha, before we start talking about leadership and human resources, tell me how do you define the term founder and destiny architect?
I think the founder is quite easy. Just happened to stumble upon it. But destiny architect, well, before I became destiny architect, or my title read destiny architect, when I started the organization, I called myself the cheerleader, because that's honestly what I thought I was doing for the organization. And as the business grew, we didn't necessarily like formality and hierarchy. So titles were something that we wanted to keep away from, and we gave everyone the opportunity to come up with their own titles based on what they did for the organization and the role they played inside the team. So we do have a devil's advocate. We do have a wordsmith. We do have the evangelist, and so on and so forth. So the seniorities are taken out of the equation. It's the role that you play.
Oh, wonderful.
As the business grew and we became larger, I realized that cheerleader was no longer my role to play. And when I stepped down of actually running the organization itself and handed it over to Anton, whom you have spoken to, I called myself destiny architect because that was my role. The idea is that two things. Firstly, destiny is in your own hands, in my view. And therefore destiny. And because architects always take a look at the situation they're in, the ground that they have to build on, the customer's expectation, and give something that they believe demonstrates their vision in a physical form. And that's very similar to what we do in consulting work or leadership spaces.
Correct.
So destiny architect, because you create the destiny that you want to see in both the product as well as the organization.
Fantastic. Thank you. Great response. So Vidusha, let's talk about leadership now. And let me start by asking you a very basic question. What makes a good leader, and are leaders born or are they trained?
Now you're putting me in trouble. I get this question quite a lot, and not just in jest, but in all seriousness.
Yeah.
Two things. Firstly, I have a rather different definition of leadership, which grew on me after one of my mentors gave me this slightly different perspective to leadership. So answering your first question on what makes a great leader, let me first sidestep that question and answer what is leadership in the first place. So leadership, as I see it, is a verb, not a noun.
Correct.
Right. It's an activity. It's a process. And therefore, I think that we need to look at leadership from a pluralistic perspective rather than an individualistic perspective. And the reason why I'm saying this is because it makes a world of a difference. Example, who is a leader? A leader is a person who will take a team or a group of people towards a set objective. Example. But if you say leadership is a process that takes a group of people towards a desired objective, then different people play different roles in that. And they're all leadership roles. So you take away the onus of leadership from one person and distribute it amongst many others. Example, you take an organization, a typical business organization. You have a CEO. That is a leadership position for sure. You have a senior management team. Those are leadership positions too. But what about the guy on the ground who does everyday work? Now, I think there is a leadership role to be played there too. But we shy away from calling them leaders. We call them followers. Correct. So I think leadership and followership are interchangeable roles that we play, and not a function or a title that one holds, right? So even though we play lip service to the notion that, you know, leadership is a role and not a title, inside the organizational setting, if you don't hold the title of a manager, how on earth are you supposed to lead practically? You can't actually turn up at one of the board meetings and turn around and say, as a junior level executive, I think the vision is wrong. Chances are you'll probably be kind of let go of immediately.
Yeah, well said.
So if that paradigm doesn't change from leadership is not an individual, but a process, and therefore leadership is a pluralistic thing or a collective thing, we will never break away from the traditional concept of hierarchical leadership. And I sit on that side of the fence. So what is a great leader supposed to have gets contextualized into where you sit in the hierarchy. At the senior levels, obviously things like vision becomes important. But in my mind, all a senior leader needs to do is to create the right ecosystems, and culture is one part of the ecosystem. So systems, processes, a culture, everything around the organization, ecosystem that enables leadership across the organization. That's what senior leaders are supposed to do. That's what makes a great senior leader. At the middle management tier, I think more than what you should do, it's about what you shouldn't do. You shouldn't be egotistical.
Right.
You shouldn't be threatened by talent. You shouldn't be thinking, oh, how am I supposed to go to the next rung versus how can I be of benefit or help to others? So therefore, they must become almost growers of other leaders. And at a junior level, what leadership, what a good leader should do is to take part boldly in this exercise, volunteer for projects, be positive, give solutions rather than just bring up a problem to the boss. So it means different things. Can leadership therefore be, are you born with certain characteristics? Of course, all of us are born with certain characteristics. But I think the jury's out on this, and I think the evidence, at least from a research perspective, is crystal clear. No one trait or groups of traits have ever found to be universally accepted as good leadership.
Well,
so I think we can put that aside. Can you teach this to somebody else? I think the entire vocation I am in is on the premise that it can be taught.
Okay.
But here too, I disagree. I think you can't teach leadership. You do have to learn it for yourself. And what we need to do is to become facilitators of that exercise and enable people to move into that space and learn for themselves, very much like we would be the guardians of a child until they become adulthood, and adults in their own right. So we are guardians of young executives. I often tell my wife, we are not raising children. We are raising adults of the future. I often tell senior leaders that you do not have young executives.
Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast, a platform that brings you knowledge, experience, and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website, www.tbcy.in, to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search for The Brand Called You.